Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, the last moderate Democrat, Joe Lieberman, has died. Really, honestly, today, he ran as an independent. He'd really be sort of like a moderate Republican. That's how far the parties have drifted. Last common sense moderate Democrat. I would have disagreed with him on just about anything. There are no moderates anymore. They all get defeated in the primaries. And we're stuck with them. Unbelievable. All right, so to recap what we were able to get from the sheriff, Sheriff Hobart Lewis, over the last, and I'm terribly sorry for the technical difficulties, we are working on them. Unbelievable. He says 12 to 1,400 people a month are being dropped off here in Greenville and in Spartanburg. He says, so, I mean, that's 15, 16,000 a year. So this illegal immigration situation, it's here. And the thing he told me last night when I was talking to him, that just, I went downstairs, I told my kids, my husband, I said, oh my God. He said, listen, we do have, you know, Latino folks coming up here. That's not surprising, as illegal immigrants. They're being dropped off on buses. We know where they are throughout the upstate. But he says, we're seeing Afghanis, Pakistanis. I mean, folks, here's the thing. I'm sure there's plenty of good people in Afghanistan. I know there are, and good people in Pakistan. Those are heavily Muslim nations. And the problem is that when it comes to Afghanistan, their government last week declared war on us. You realize that, right? The head of the Taliban declared war on us. Joe Biden is funding that war, by the way. We've given them $2.4 billion of your tax dollars since we left Afghanistan. And I mean direct to the Taliban, right to the National Bank of Afghanistan. It's controlled by the Taliban. So we're paying them to kill us. But, you know, that's Democrats. But here's the point. We have a hostile relationship with the Taliban. We have a hostile relationship with the government. Even if we wanted to vet them, we can't. We can't trust what they tell us. They are unvettable. It is impossible, even if, you know, 1-800-TALIBAN would return our calls. And yet, they're here. Think about that. Afghanis with the free cell phone. He says they got the free cell phone. He says that this is Sheriff Hobart Lewis says they get a $400 cash card, Visa card. They use that to pay the bus driver. Your dollars to bring people here from a country that wants to kill us and last week declared war on us. They declared war on all Western democracies, including America, and then announced they were going to go back to stoning women in stadiums. So, no, that's your dollars paying for that. And it's right here. So, Hobart Lewis is doing, the reason he did the interview, some of you are saying he should arrest, he wants to. He needs changes in state law that would allow him to do it. Texter writes, Tara, if you get the sheriff back on, please ask him if there's something we should do to be aware of if we see suspicious activity, like someone, I don't even know what to do anymore. Texter writes, Tara, last year around Christmas time, I encountered several of these buses in Hendersonville Walmart parking lot, scores of men just wandering around in the store buying blankets, pillows, and junk food. I knew then. Another texter writes, how convenient was that? Talking about the crash of the phones. I don't know what's going on with the phones. Our phones have been working up till today. It'd just be an unfortunate issue. Could a terror attack result in an impeachment, thereby resulting in Dems kicking Biden to the curb before the next election? when you can't maintain a majority as Republicans because the Democrats keep, and I know it's them, inducing people to resign before their terms are over, so you don't have a Republican majority anymore? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what we could do. I don't know that we have a big enough Republican majority to even impeach Joe Biden anymore. And that's just because we gave up and they resigned. And you know what we're going to find out? I'm going to cover this in the next couple of months. You've seen all these they're rhinos. All these started with Kevin McCarthy resigning from Congress, knowing damn well we needed their vote to keep the majority. You know why they're resigning right now and they couldn't wait till the end of their term? Because they're being offered high dollar gigs. I guarantee you there's Democrat connections, high dollar gigs, but to get the deal, you got to resign. Now we're going to put you on this board and this board and this board. Yeah, it'd be like $6 million a year. Hey, go ahead and resign. And they'll do that to try to get Speaker Hakeem Jeffries and Democrat control back. Folks, how weak and feckless of a party do you have to be that you actually win the majority and you have so little will to rule that you just have one after another, after another, after another resignation? The Democrats are just picking us off one after one, one by one by one by one. Texture writes, hey, Tara, I'm concerned about an attack on the concert this summer with Jason Aldean and Kid Rock. That's pretty specific. I'm concerned about an attack, period. And when you have the sheriff say, Afghan men, Pakistan, folks, you realize Pakistan is at war again with the Taliban, right? The Taliban are going in and out of Pakistan. You realize there's all kinds of jihadis in Pakistan. They got really close to overthrowing the government. So if you come from Pakistan, even though we have a fairly good relationship with that government, you still don't know who's coming.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.